Welcome to Raising Happy and Thriving Gifted Kids, a daily podcast where you get relatable stories, interesting lessons, and practical tips to help your kids thrive and be happy while enjoying your own life even more. In a way, it's funny. In this podcast, I've basically done the same thing I've done in, you know, my life. Because I've been working with gifted and talented education for, what, like 15 years, setting up schools and, you know, teaching teachers and stuff like that. But for the first 5 years I actually never really did anything with giftedness. And this actually was a big part of feeling like an imposter in life. Because I was teaching all these teachers that were teaching gifted kids. But, you know, well, I was a gifted kid. I'd been stuck as a gifted kid myself. But I lacked all the expertise and knowledge. And I was actually ridiculed in the Netherlands by a lot of, you know, so-called experts on the field of giftedness because they had read all the research papers surrounding giftedness. And, you know, after 5 years, I kind of like set myself to it, or I'm going to, you know, break through this barrier and understand what giftedness is, because this is, you know, I felt like I'm lacking knowledge. And when I will study this properly, I will read all the books, I will consult all the experts, and then I will know what giftedness is. But at the same time, you know, the reason I didn't have time to dive into that is because teachers and parents kept hiring me to help them with their gifted kids. So that kind of created like a buzz because they'd been to all these experts and then they came to me and they were happy with the advice I was giving. So apparently I was doing something right, but I figured like if I'll dive into gifted research, then I'll know. So I read a ton of books. I consulted a ton of experts, you know, within Europe, within the US, went to a lot of conferences and stuff like that. And the weird thing that happened was the more I dove into it, the muckier it got. The less clear it became, the more I became convinced that giftedness is a philosophical concept a lot more than a very practical concept that actually helps anybody in life, like my own life included, my own kids included, and the kids that the teachers I'm training are teaching. So after about 15 years, I was asked to do a keynote for an international conference, and I was like, how can I kind of put this into perspective? Like, if you've been following this podcast, you found that I am a fan of frameworks and models. I try to kind of wrap my head around something by creating structure, by creating like a visualization or creating an overview, like the 7 challenges or the 5 types of happiness or stuff like that. So what I basically came up with is, well, the 6 phases that people go through when they learn about giftedness. And we're not going to go through all of them. Like, this is part of a more elaborate training. If you go to smartparentingsecrets.com, we give a lot of materials, and this will be included in there somewhere. But I do want to go through them on this podcast. Because, you know, it begins with people believing that pretty much only Einstein and, you know, Isaac Newton were the only 2 gifted people in the world. And then moving into learning about IQ and finding out that, you know, 2.3% of the population like lives up to the standard of IQ that, you know, explains that you are gifted. And then we move into more complex models, the multi-factor models of Gagne and stuff like that. And then after we've been there, we, you know, go to different traits that kids have that might be more important than like the exact model. And once we have those traits, we figure out that not all kids are born equal. There are different types of giftedness. And actually, within giftedness, there's a bigger spread of people than between a, if there even exists such a kid, a regular kid and a gifted kid. And, you know, after a while, after having all those types, and first there are 6, then there's like a gazillion of them, we found out that pretty much every person is unique. And it's not about their types, but it's about the support needs. What does a kid need to thrive? And what I want you to do, and it's like a precursor to the thing we're going to do together, is to think about 3 different people. What is a person that knows nada about giftedness? Knows 0. Maybe it's a teacher of your own child. Maybe it's your grandmother. Maybe it's, I don't know, a policymaker. I don't care who it is, but who knows nothing? And what would they say if you ask them what giftedness is? And what is the absolute gifted guru that you can think of? The person who knows more in the entire universe than anybody else. what would they say that giftedness is? And, you know, as a final one, where do you go on that scale? Are you closer to the guru? Are you closer to the person who knows nada whatsoever? And then let's dive over the coming few episodes into what is giftedness. If you liked this episode of Raising Happy and Thriving Kids, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast in your favorite podcast software. And if you want to dive deeply into all the things you can do to help your kids thrive, be happier while making your own life more enjoyable, go to smartparentingsecrets.com where you can get free additional training. Hope you enjoyed this episode, and as always, bring out the best in yourself and each other.